Welcome to part two of Say So. Today I have a guest named Marjay. She's also featured on my new single Say So, and here we go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's working.
Okay, now where was I? Hello everyone. I have my guest, Marjay, and the person that is featured on my new single, Say So.
Hi.
So we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about again, but with Marjay included, about how the song was written and how we met, I believe, and we're going to talk about what she does. All right. So, Marjay, tell us about how this song
came to be.
Yeah, came to be.
Well, I don't exactly remember, like, how I ended up in your DMs, but I DM'd you, and we were talking about, like, oh, I remember. I think we were talking about, how artists, you know, you were stressed out about, like, stuff with your distributor, and and I was like, and I was like basically being supportive, that's the word.
Yeah.
And we ended up, you know, collabing, and and you were like, hey, let's do a collab right now. And I'm like, oh, okay, we're doing this. So we just started brainstorming, and you gave a scenario in which an ex, you know.
Yeah.
And the person, basically, they want to be together, but, like, they can't.
Yeah. You know?
And It's a very detailed, in my mind, it's a detailed song.
Yeah.
I wrote it, like, I was just like, okay, based on this scenario, what can I come up with that I could kind of relate to? Mm-hmm. And we came up with the lyrics, and literally the next day we recorded it, and that's that.
Yeah, I would say it took us about a good 20 to 30 minutes to write the song, and it took us about a good 20 minutes to record it the next day. I mean, it was simple, sort of. A little bit. But, and her recording went out again. Oh, no. All right. While we sit here and wait, I'm just going to tell you about the distributor part that she mentioned. With the coronavirus going around, my distributor has paused all releases until next month on May. After Say So, I didn't plan on releasing any songs that month, because I have something coming up. I'm not going to say what, but I'm pretty excited for it. But I don't know where she went. I don't know whether or not her recording stopped. But we are... Oh my god. Her phone turned off. Oh my god. We are try to put her back in. Okay, sorry about the delay, everyone. Recording this is entirely stressful because we have to go back and forth.
Let's try this again.
Okay, we are back, and luckily I got our first segment saved, so we don't need to redo all that. Okay, now where were we?
Writing the song.
Yeah, writing the song. Okay.
20 to 30 minutes to write.
Yeah, so the song took about 20 to 30 minutes to write and about a good 20 minutes to record the next day. I think I said that too. So I immediately mixed and mastered. After all of that, I told you that it was all done, and I just gave the date immediately because I felt like that was the perfect date.
Yeah, it was a very quick process. I was, like, shook, like, oh, this, like, literally 1 minute, I'm, like, in your DMs, like, yo, we should do a collab, and then we're already, and then 30 minutes later, the song is done, and then the next day, recording, and then 30 minutes later, all right, we're all done, here's the date, and I'm, like, wow.
I bet this is pretty exciting for you, actually.
I am ecstatic. Like, it's just, like, if I look back on, like, even a month ago, like, I was nowhere near where I am. And, like, now I have all this time to really put myself into my art and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this collab kind of, like, started it all because it kind of made it all a reality, like, this is actually possible.
Yeah.
And I'm not just working my ass off for, like, nothing. So, thank you. I've really enjoyed this experience.
You're welcome. And I really enjoyed working with you, so thank you.
I am working on stuff. My first single. It's going to be called Alone Time, mm-hmm. and I don't have a date yet, but it's in the works, so.
Do you have everything you need to put it out?
For the most part, yeah. We were just, negotiating about the tedious little stuff about, you know, getting a prepaid card and opening a bank account and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. This quarantine's been actually kind of busy for me, even though, like, everyone says they're like, oh, I'm so bored. Like, I am far from bored. This is...
Oh my god, what happened? Okay. Like, yeah. Us artists, we have a lot of time on our hands, especially now during the quarantine, to, you know, work on some new stuff and get it prepared for release, you know?
Yeah, like, I don't think people realize how much actually goes into art. Like, mm-hmm. it's not just sit at a microphone and sing and play an instrument. There's promo and editing and marketing and just all this stuff that people don't really think about.
Yeah, all they just think about is, I'm not throwing shade, but mainly people think about is being famous, just singing a microphone and boom, you're famous. You gotta put into that hard work, you gotta put into the time, be patient.
Yeah, like, unless you're, like, signed to a label, but even if you are signed to a label, you still have to do a lot. It's not just, like, a 9-to-5 where you clock in, you do your job, you leave, you sleep. Like, that's not how it works.
It's not. And you gotta be more... You gotta, like, put your heart and soul into the work. You just can't sing a note and expect it to go viral.
Yeah, like, I believe that people, like, naturally connect with people who actually put work and soul into their music, and not just, like, you can hit all the notes in the world and still have zero emotion.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't sound good, even if you're technically getting it right.
Mm-hmm.
What makes a good singer is the passion that they put into what they're doing.
The passion and drive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my little spiel on that.
Yeah, but I completely agree with you. People like us, unidentified singers and unsigned singers and artists, I feel like we deserve more than what we have now because we put more heart into it other than other artists who's getting signed but not putting emotion into it. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, like artists who just, not to throw any shade or anything, but I feel like artists who are just signed because they got there because their family's in music, so I have to be in music, I'm just gonna do this because, you know, I have the opportunity, but I could easily do something else and I could half-ass this. Like, if mm-hmm. you're gonna do it for the right reasons, and like, because there are tons of artists who go unrecognized because of the artists who are signed who barely put anything into their music.
Exactly.
And like, that spot, like, I don't think people who have it handed to them don't realize how hard it is to get there because they're just already there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's no work into it. You just, like, you can't just auto-tune your mistakes away. You have to actually work towards what you want.
Yeah, and learn from it, too.
And I think there are some, like, obviously it's not easy once you do get there. It's still a hustle. It's still, you know, you still have to do, you know, mm-hmm. being famous probably, most likely, is never easy, but, like, it shouldn't be taken for granted either.
Yeah, it shouldn't.
That's why I mostly gravitate towards artists who, one, put passion into their music, show mm-hmm. that they're actually working hard for it, and mm-hmm. Those who actually want to do something with it and not just sing for fame, but sing for something bigger than themselves.
Yeah.
You know? Like, to actually make a difference somehow. And it's always a climb. It's never just here. Here's a nice dose of fame for you. Do what you want, you know?
Yeah. This is why we love Demi Lovato.
And yeah, that's how I actually got into music and stuff back in, I want to say, like, 7th grade. Mm-hmm. I was sitting on my bed, and at the time it was more like, I think it was like 2016, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the Tell Me You Love Me era, like the beginning of, you know, when Sorry Not Sorry came out and all that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
And artists like Grace VanderWaal and Billie Eilish were kind of coming to the surface as well.
Yeah.
And they're fairly young. Like, at the time, I think Grace VanderWaal was like 12 when she won American Idol or something. America's Got Talent.
And, isn't it where Billie released Ocean Eyes as well, I think?
Yeah. And yeah. I was like, And I don't want to say I got into it because I want to be like them, because that was not it at all. But mm-hmm. I was like, seeing them, and even seeing, well, I don't want to say Demi because, like, she got into it through, like, acting, but, like, kind of, like, the three of them, and even, like, Tori Kelly, you know, even her, like, she's amazing. I love her, too. Artists like those, I don't want to say idolized, because I don't really like to use that word for, I don't know. But anyway, it was those artists who kind of, like, I was, like, sitting on my bed one night, and I was, like, I was just, like, scribbling in my journal about, like, something, I don't know what, and I was, like, you know what? If Billy and Grace VanderWaal and Demi and all these artists who are doing amazing things with their work, and especially, like, Billy and Grace VanderWaal, you know, they're, like, hella young, mm-hmm. then if they're, like, doing amazing things, then why can't I use my voice to actually do something with it and make a difference?
Yeah.
And I don't want to say it was them that, it wasn't them who made me, like, I wanted to, they're famous, I want to be famous too. Like, no, that was not my motivation. It was more like seeing them do it kind of made me realize that it was possible to do it. Because it's not,
yeah.
Like, it made me realize, like, it's possible for someone super young to actually make it in that kind of business, and you don't really have to, like, you don't have to be a 25-year-old or, like, drop out of school and all that stuff to actually do something like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
you just have to put work into it. And, like, literally anyone could, I'm not saying literally anyone, but, like, anyone who has the passion and drive and real genuine motivation can do it.
Yeah.
And
you're exactly right.
And it kind of, and then I was, like, journaling, and I decided that I wanted to start writing my own lyrics, and it was in October 11th, actually, of 2017, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I want to write a song. I want to actually, I know I don't have any influence now, but maybe I could one day. And then I just started, from then, I was like writing my own lyrics. And then sometime in November, I was like, I'm going to need an instrument. And at the time, I still have my piano. I was in piano lessons. And I was basically kind of like drifting away from the piano. Not really. I don't want to say like I kind of gave up on it, because I didn't. Like, I'm obviously still here playing it now. But mm-hmm. I kind of drifted away from it, and I didn't want to. I knew that I could get better at it, but I wanted something, you know, quick, easy, immediate, you know, something yeah. that I could start right now, and I wouldn't have to, you know, put any extra effort than what was necessary.
Yeah,
that sounds lazy, but I promise it was not.
Yeah, I understand.
So on my Christmas list that year, I asked my parents for a ukulele, mm-hmm. and I still actually have my first ukulele. It's my only ukulele that I own. And I started writing songs. I just looked it up on YouTube, and mm-hmm. I downloaded chord charts and I learned how to play the ukulele. And then as we go deeper into 2018, I really got into the ukulele. Like, I still have my YouTube playlists of ukulele videos. That was like my thing, you know, making playlists for no reason. And I got myself a guitar-lele, I think it's called, like a guitar, but like it's basically a 6-string ukulele. And because I wanted to kind of, the plan at the time was for me to ease my way into guitar. And, mm-hmm. you know, I still have my guitar-lele. I still have all my instruments. I'm acting like I threw them away or something. They're still here. and I basically got really into it. And then, I think it was Christmas of 2018, like a year later, I asked my parents for, I did too much research, like an insane amount of research. That's like, that's like my thing. Like I research a lot of things. Like if I'm interested in a subject, I will deep dive into that subject to no end. And I asked my parents for my current studio recording setup that I got going on here with my microphone mm-hmm. and my stand and isolation booth and all that stuff. Yeah. And I was so excited that year. It was a huge thing for me. And I didn't really, kind of like 2019-ish, like this year, like the past year. I kind of just, not to say that I pushed music aside. I still write songs. I always write songs. I can literally go through all the notes on my phone where I just write songs about how I feel and stuff. And, like, I can tell you literally every situation, every lyric, every, like, if you pick a song out of the notes on my phone and ask me what it's about and what the lyric was and all that stuff, but I could still tell you because I put a lot into my lyrics, because that was like,
yeah,
because like as 2019 went on, 2018, 2019, you know, I was like, I don't really have a lot of time now, because I was like a freshman in high school, and
yeah.
Even this year, sophomore year, it was a rough year as far as time and stress and all that stuff. So I basically, like, put everything into my lyrics because, obviously, there was no time for playing piano. I didn't play ukulele as often. Freshman year, I sang a lot, but this year I didn't really sing as much. First eye, because time, and I realized that, like, literally my only singing time was during my vocal technique class at school, and mm-hmm. once that kind of went away, because my parents had me take an AP Chem class. So, like, once music kind of went away, for the first semester anyway, time was limited, and I wasn't really singing a lot. And as we go into, like, second semester, it was kind of like, now I have a music tech class as an elective, you know, I have more time to really get into it. And then Corona hits, mm-hmm. and now we're quarantined, and now I have all the time in the world. Not to say that Corona is a bad thing, but, like, the quarantine, all this time I have now, like,
it gave us an opportunity.
Yeah, like, I'm so far with, like, you know, actually producing my music and collabing with you, doing this podcast, like, mm-hmm. just, like, all this stuff that I didn't really, that kind of got pushed to the side over the past year and a half. Like, my piano was, I was dusting my piano yesterday because I hadn't touched it in so long. Like, it was, it was bad. and here we are.
Well, your story was amazing. And I really love how you've transitioned. I can never say that word right. I really love how you did that. It by how, okay, how many years? About 3 years?
Yeah, like 3 years now. Like two or three years.
Yeah, and now with the coronavirus happening, it gave you a bit of an opportunity to, you know, finish what you started, right?
Yeah, like, I feel like, okay, 2018 was more like, I was kind of just starting out, so I didn't really know how to use my time for music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more dedicated to research, like, what do I need to start recording music, and what should I learn, what should I, you know, invest my time and money in. It was more of a learning process then, because that Christmas I had gotten my studio set up and I kind of didn't really know how to use it as well as I do now. Like, obviously I know how to use a microphone and stuff, but like, I didn't know what to focus on. And then 2019 came and I was like, okay, I'm about to go into sophomore year and I should have more time this summer. And, you know, hopefully with my music tech class that I'm going to be taking, I'll have more time for that. I'll be able to learn more. And, but like the first semester of sophomore year, like September, we don't talk about it. September was a rough month musically and just mentally overall. Just, it was, like, that's when school started. And I became super stressed to literally no end. Like, it was late nights. It was eating a granola bar in the morning because I was, like, rushing out the door because I slept in. Because I stayed up the night before, you know, doing work. And it was a rough time. And there was obviously no time for music. And for me, music is, like, my therapy. Like, when I write a song, it's, like, me putting what's in my brain onto paper. Like, it just, it's like journaling. Except I can never keep a journal to save my life because I'm not that. I could, but, like, that would take a lot of time and consistency that I didn't really have at the time, so I never really built that skill of keeping a journal. So, music was basically, it still is, it's my outlet, it's like my little space, you know? Like, not that I'm against therapy or anything, but for me, like, talking about my feelings with someone else, like, it's helpful to an extent, but, like, I'm more of an independent kind of person, and you know, so I kind of push my feelings down a lot. This is turning into a therapy session. I kind of push my feelings down a lot. So when I discovered, like, hey, I could write songs, I could sing, you know, that kind of gave me a place to push my feelings to instead of, like, bottling them up inside. So, like, when, like, music for me, it's it's my therapy. I put, like, everything into my music. Like, there are tons of songs that, like, I probably would never release because they're just, you know, mess.
Yeah.
I probably would one day, just, like, a very piano ballad kind of album. But, like, for now, those songs are, like, tucked away. And I kind of expressed... I express everything into music first before, you know, I talk to anyone about, you know, I'm having a bad day. I cuddle my dog, write a couple songs about it, and I'd feel better. Like, it's just a place where I know it's just me and whatever instrument, or me and my voice, and I don't have to worry about other people. Not that talking to people is a bad thing at all. Like, it's a really good thing. Like, if you need to talk to someone, go yeah. talk to someone. But, like, for me, it's more like music is, you know, basically, it's not a hiding place. It's more like it's my own little world where I can just feel and then pick myself up and move on and, you know, And sharing my music, that's even better because
yeah.
it's not like me telling the world, oh, I'm feeling this way today. It's more like, here's a piece of art I made inspired by something that I went through, and you can interpret it how you like. And I personally know what it's about. I personally know what every word I wrote meant. For me, here it is for you to relate it to yourself and express whatever you're feeling, you know. That's just a beauty about music, you know. You can say stuff without really saying stuff, you know?
And yeah.
It's always, even like whenever I'm super stressed, I turn to music. It's just a natural thing now because, you know, I don't want to say music is my life, but kind of is, so.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just something that I gravitated to, especially with, because, like, in this time, like, it's kind of... I don't want to say it's hard to, like, express yourself, because it's really not. Like, you can literally just go on social media and say what you want to say. But, like, with music, it's more, like, it's more intimate than, you know, being online and being, like, oh, I felt fabulous today. Here's a picture of me showing that, or... oh, I had a terrible day. Here's a picture of me happy anyways. Like, it's more personal than just, you know, it's more of show yeah. rather than tell than just say, you know.
Yeah.
And that's my goal with music is to just, I want to touch as many lives as possible. And, through my own experiences and through my own history, I kind of want to pave the way, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Definitely. That was very beautiful. And I'm sure you will give a lot of... How do I say this? Okay. I'm sure you will touch a lot of people's souls with your music in the future. And I'm sure you'll do a fabulous job doing it. And I have to hear some of your songs you've written. Seriously?
Yeah, it's... I have a lot. Well, you will when I actually release something.
Yeah, I cannot wait. just to put that out there.
Everyone, nobody can wait. Like, literally, I was talking to some of my friends the other day, and they were like, when are you going to release something? And I'm like, when I'm ready, give me, you know, give me a minute. It's quarantine, you know? Like, and, I do like to, I do tease a lot of my music a lot of the time, and you know, people kind of expect, you know, for me to drop something, and, you know, I've had a recent, like, not like a spike, but like I've gained like a couple more followers than I did like a couple days ago. Not that matters, but now that I'm getting like new people, I'm like, okay, I need to stop posting memes on my story and actually, you know, work on some stuff so that I have actual content and I don't lose the following that I have. So I've been filming, not filming, but like preparing to film covers that I will put out just to, you know, keep the audience interested and, you know,
and thrive up with it. Yeah, you know, thrive up the attention.
Make sure that people are like, hey, I'm still here. I'm not a waste of time. You know, you didn't follow me for nothing.
Yeah.
And, I just want to get the ball rolling, you know? Like, I feel like it's a good time now that everyone's stuck in their houses and, you know, we have the time to, you know, really tune in to what people have to say, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now that I am looking at the Say So snippet, posting, there's a lot of comments. Okay. People cannot wait for the song. Really? I don't understand.
Like, I didn't think there'd be this people much hype. Like, I don't really have, I'm not gonna say I don't have fans, because if I do have fans, I see you, you know, I know who you are. But like,
yeah,
your following is definitely way bigger than mine, and you know, I did not expect a collab with me to bring in this much revenue, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to look at the hyper follow. I'm going to look at Say So, and you would not believe the numbers.
Seriously?
You would not believe the numbers.
Like, how many people?
58 people pre-saved it. I'd never had that much before. I know that doesn't sound like much, but 58 people pre-saved it.
Really? Like, well, I have 86, and you have, like, 1,000 or so, like, 1,000 and something. I could believe that.
Yeah. But a lot of people are DMing me saying that they want me to release it now. No, you're going to have to wait. I know people are excited, but hey, it never been like this before.
Yeah, like, I feel like this is like the dream collab, like, just, you know, to draw people in, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like collaborations express more of the song, because, like, it seems like those two artists took time together to make a song, produce a song, or write a song, whatever, and just, boom, release
it. Yeah, like, it's truly, like, I feel like the song only like took 2 hours to write, record, mix, master, and now we have a date, like, probably, like, an hour and a half or something in total. Like, it was, yeah. It was, when I tell you, it was an insanely quick process. I was shook. Like,
I am a fast worker. People have told me that. Somebody said, you need to slow down.
I actually,
when it comes
I
to
actually
my
enjoy huh? that you're a fast worker, because not to say that I wasn't working fast before, because obviously I had other obligations, but like watching you work as fast as you do, like with like your album coming out and your EPs and all that stuff just coming in like all at once, it was kind of like, whoa, do people really work this fast? Like should I be stepping it up or something? Not comparing myself to anyone, but like I didn't think it was possible for like something to go that fast. Like I think we all have the preconceived notion that like music takes years to make one, to make an EP, or years mm-hmm. to, like, you see all this these artists, like, I mean, obviously, like, it probably does take years to put out a high quality, fully promo and all that stuff and all that stuff. It probably does take mm-hmm. a long time. I know it does take a long time, but I didn't really put in my head that like it could take a night for a song to be written, partially recorded, and produced in the span of like a couple of days. Like, I mean, obviously people have done that, but like it didn't mm-hmm. register until we actually did it, and I was like, whoa, that's a thing.
Well, I mean, if you learn how to do it, it will, the process is quick in no time, as long as you get everything right. The mixing and mastering, I wouldn't say it take the longest, but I think the recording and writing the song
definitely
took the longest. But the mixing and mastering, it's just simple, as long as you know how to do it. But here's my thing about my distribution. It takes so long to get it submitted.
Well,
that's my problem.
$20 a year is pretty, it's pretty good. I mean, a little bit of wait time. I can wait as long as, like, the price is good. You get unlimited releases for a one-time payment. It's not like mm-hmm. they give you all of your revenue back.
They just give everything
deal.
Back.
Like,
yeah, and, of course.
I looked into it, like, when I was doing all this research, you know, on how all this works. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's kind of cool. I'll eventually get around to it. Obviously, I didn't get around to it, because nothing's out yet, but now that we have quarantine, I can really sit down and just do all the tedious stuff that I didn't really have time to do before, like starting. I'd started to make a website, and you know, I started a YouTube channel that I've only posted the channel trailer on because time. I can now sit down and film like covers and Q&As and all that stuff that I wanted to film before, but I never really got to. I've definitely gotten really far with recording and all that stuff, and today I just learned I could plug my full-length keyboard into my computer and use it as a MIDI keyboard, which I didn't know it did that before, but here we are.
Well, let's see. Anything else about the song?
I'm glad that people are excited about it. It's definitely, like, when I wrote the song, well, when we wrote the song, while we were writing it, I was like, why do I relate to this somehow? Like, I wasn't going through what the song is about, but like I kind of related to it. And then like the next day, like the night after we wrote the song and the day we recorded, I was like, I relate to this a lot. And when we recorded, I kind of put my soul into it because I'm not spilling any tea or anything, but like, I did just come out of like a breakup, and I was like, okay, cool. And then I kind of used, not to say I used it as a distraction, but like I kind of did use recording the song as a distraction from, you know, whatever emotion I was feeling. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. And it was kind of like, wow, this is exactly what just happened this morning. Wow. And I really enjoyed it. Like, it was like, I was feeling it. Like, I obviously didn't cry about it, but like, I was like, yeah, this is my song right now. This is the whole mood. And I'm just excited for people to hear it because it's art. Like, what else is there to say?
Yeah. Also, I have wonderful news. By looking at my page for Spotify for Artists, we have gotten Say So submitted into an algorithm playlist. Which one? First, it's my Release Radar playlist, and I think New Friday.
Really? Like the releases? Actual...
I think in some section, I think of pop.
Like we're on an actual playlist.
I believe.
Like, with like other people, like, sorry, yes. I'm just shook right now.
Yes, with actual people, with actual artists. But remember this: it's with different sections of how many plays an artist get. It doesn't mean that you're going to be on a playlist with big artists, but Spotify apparently splits up artists by how many listeners they get, which kind of sucks. But we're on an actual playlist made by Spotify, but that's still getting our coin.
We're going to have to hype it up, you know? Like, go stream as many times as you possibly can. Break the replay button until, you know, we need to hype this up.
Yeah. Seriously, we do. But seriously, I'm really excited.
I've had a good feeling about this song, like, the second we're like, yo, let's collab. Like, I was like, okay. And now we're apparently gonna be on a playlist. Like, it's freaking crazy, man.
I'm excited.
Like, how do you go
into detail about how you feel
how
about
this even
this?
Happen?
Like, it's deep in detail.
My question, like, literally, like, not to get into whole like a word speech mode, but like, I'm shook because literally not too long ago it was just like I'm just gonna work on my song and then all of a sudden we're collabing and now it's coming out and now people are loving it and now now it's gonna be on the playlist. Like, how does this happen? Like,
it happened so fast. I just, like, I'm deeply excited.
Not to say it's overnight stardom, but like, seriously, like,
It's the start of a new beginning.
Literally overnight. Not literally overnight, but like
yeah, yeah.
I don't understand. Like my brain. See, when I hear like really, really, really good news, or really, really bad news, like my breakup, or really, really good news, like us being on a playlist, like it takes a minute for me to process it, and then I get all hyped like 20 minutes later, and I'm like, oh yeah. My freaking god, this is happening! Like, I feel things intensely. You can't tell right now, but and give it like a half hour, and I'll be
give it
a minute for my
give it a while
for my brain to process, and then I'll be like I feel like the night we wrote the song, I went to sleep that night, and I don't know, it was just like a wave of like gratitude and excitement that like what I've been really chasing for like the past couple years is actually like coming into fruition. Like it was a this is what I prayed for moment, you know? And like now we're gonna be on a playlist. Yeah. Like how does that even happen? Like I have a good feeling about this release and even my own releases. Like I feel like not saying I'm gonna toot my own horn or anything, but like I have a good feeling about them, you know? And I'm beyond excited, even though my voice is hella monotone right now. I am excited.
It is totally fine. Me too. Well, I think part one just got released, so is there anything else you would love to say before we close out?
I think that's pretty much it, you know? I'm Marjay, and, you know?
Yeah.
Hello, welcome. I have a YouTube channel, and I have an Instagram, at marjay.music, if, you know, you guys want to take a peek. There will be some covers going up soon, and, Say So out April 3rd, and I'm excited, and
yeah, me too.
Thank you so much for having
April 3rd.
Me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Bye.
For coming.
Hello everyone, and that was the beautiful Marjay, the one who is featured on our upcoming single Say So. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope to see you and or talk to you again. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.